Hello and welcome to Listen with Nant Nissen. Now tonight we're talking about stress and the unfocused mind. When I used to get very, very stressed, whether that might be a valid reason with extreme circumstances happening in life, or whether that might be just getting overstressed, overthinking things, becoming over anxious, focusing on the wrong things, whatever it was, I used to really have a memory issue and focus issue when I was at peak stress. Now, this is partly because we're focusing on the problem constantly. We're creating more fear and anxiety in our body. And when we put our mind and body into this place, our body shuts down many of our amazing functions in our body. Our body goes purely into survival mode, purely into, shall I freeze? Shall I run? Shall I fight? What should I do? It's really, really, really crucial that we recognize that when our body is in a constant state of stress, other elements of our functioning lessen, disappear, remove themselves from us for a certain amount of time. It's really crucial that we understand that this is part of the process that happens when we get involved in the ongoing cycle of stress, because too many of us go through stress, have the stress response, don't know how to handle it, and then we judge ourselves constantly because we're also forgetting things, or we're not able to be focused at work, or a friend might speak to us and we haven't been concentrating, or someone might say something to us, can you pick this up after work on the way home, and we forget. It's not because we're forgetful. It's because we're not focused. It's because our mind is constantly going towards the problem, the problems that are going on in our life at that time. And our body reacts to that with the feelings of fear, anxiety, the constant chatter and roundabout that we go through. And our body shuts off many of our systems that support us in optimal health. Our body shuts those off because they're not needed at a time that we need to run or fight or freeze. So it's really, really, really crucial that we give ourselves a bit of a break on the judgment side if we're going through an extreme ongoing stress state. The other thing we need to do is focus on ways of dealing with this at the time. So some people might be going through some stress and it might be a process they need to go through. It might be something that is going to take a couple of weeks or a couple of months. Of course there's going to be a solution. There's going to be change. There's going to be an end date. There's going to be a positive outcome eventually. But if it's not going to be today or tomorrow, we need to be able to find ways that can help us through this time to keep finding solutions and to keep finding ways in which we can better ourselves and help ourselves. Now, movement is obviously really important. It releases so many negative emotions and it enables our body to have the oxygen and nutrients it needs. It lowers our anxiety and it helps our body function at an optimal level. It helps us able to sleep better at a time that most of us don't sleep very well when we're stressed. Another thing we need to do is really focus on eating, nourishing our body when we're not stressed, placing ourselves in a state of peace or joy or happiness or calm? When we're eating. Because when we eat while stressed or anxious or fearful or whatever it may be, our digestive system switches off. So we're not getting as many of those nutrients as we think we're getting. We might think we're sitting down to a great meal of healthy, whole plates of healthy food. But if we're eating while anxious or stressed, we're not absorbing those nutrients. The digestive system is shut off because in times of stress, the blood and what's needed is shunted to our extremities so that we can fight or run or freeze or do whatever we need to do. So making sure that before you eat, you become really aware of how you're feeling, your emotions, your state. Put on some music before you eat. Do anything that makes you feel good. Put on a comedy. Look at a photo of someone or something that makes you feel amazing. It's really, really important that we focus not only on the food that we're eating, but on the state that we're in when we're eating it. We need to be in a state of appreciation for our food, of joy, of calm, of peace, to really get the most out of our digestive system and to get the most nourishment that is obviously really, really needed at times of stress. The third tip for tonight, during these times, is to really make sure you've got routine. Give yourself more routine. Routine makes us feel safe. Routine makes us feel certain, settled. In a time that you're feeling unsettled, in a time that you might be feeling is a little bit challenging to feel motivated and get things done, what can really help us is to actually have the routine, to have more routine, so that we're still getting things done. We can still be proud of ourselves. We can still feel accomplished. We can still get to the end of the day and say to ourselves, even though I'm in peak stress right now, even though this is happening in my life, I'm still doing all of these things. I can still count on myself. I have routine. I have certainty. And I'm providing that for myself. It's absolutely essential that we give ourselves this at times of stress. So particularly at the moment when a lot of people are very stressed with the virus that's happening, what we actually need is more routine for ourselves, not less. Many of us already have less routine because we're not working at the moment. A lot of people have lost their jobs. And I understand the tendency to go towards, I don't need to get up a certain time, so I won't. I don't need to do anything in particular. I'm not able to go out and do things, so I won't. What's really important is that we give ourselves structure. We give ourselves that certainty. So, for example, you will get up at a certain time. You will have a shower. You will do a couple of hours of work of maybe something you've always wanted to learn. Maybe you will do some movement. Maybe you'll pick up the phone and call some friends. You'll write down in your diary what you're going to do, give yourself some structure, and you'll do it. And then you'll take a break. You'll move. You'll have something to eat. You'll have something to drink. You'll nourish yourself. And then you might go on and learn another skill. Go onto YouTube, or you might learn guitar. You might learn art. You might start doodling. You might start doing poetry again. And then you'll set a routine for getting up again, having something to drink, moving around. And you might ring a friend. You might get on Zoom. You might get on Facebook and check on some friends, ask them how they are. And then you might set aside the afternoon for TV or Netflix or whatever it is you want to do. But make sure you give yourself, especially in the morning to start the day, a routine that is supportive of positive habits, a routine that is supportive of you. It will definitely help in times of stress. It will definitely help you to feel more safe in the world. That you can count on yourself. That you can get things done even when there's stress. That you can still look after yourself, nourish yourself. That you're important. That you are making time for yourself. You are creating a life for yourself to propel yourself forward, even in times of stress. It will help you now, and it will help you when this is over. You will have proved to yourself, you have proven to yourself that you can be there for yourself. You can show up for yourself. You can create routine and discipline for yourself. And if you need a buddy, they're there. If you need a community, it's there. So take those tips, enjoy them, get them going. They work. There's obviously thousands of tips, but there's some great ones, so make sure you use them. Thanks for joining me. I'll speak to you soon.